I would expect that crashes will increase, injuries will increase, and there will be more fatalities. Based on what we have seen in other states, I would expect that you're going to see somewhere around a 10% increase in crashes, fatal crashes, fatalities, and injuries in the rural interstates of Illinois. But the numbers aren't all that bad. I mean, they're going to get worse, but they're starting from a pretty good point. Illinois is actually a pretty safe state when it comes to our rural interstates. In 2011, there were 34 fatal crashes on rural, what we would call rural interstates. So while mileage driven on Illinois' rural interstates were about 8.6% of the total miles driven in the state, the number of fatal crashes only were about 4% of the total numbers.
Well, given that they have increased the speed limit, are there any things the state of Illinois could do, whether it's road infrastructure or anything else, that could limit the severity of accidents?
Well, a couple things. Number one, there are a lot of roadway engineering mechanisms that are often used to reduce crashes, whether they be the use of guards and medians that prevent cars from crossing medians, or you usually see them as wires strung across a median where a car will bounce off of a wire rather than go across the median. Make sure that in every area that there are good shoulders to give more people maybe rumble strips on shoulders, particularly in some areas that are susceptible to things like fog or other kinds of maybe susceptible to other kinds of natural elements. So certainly Illinois does generally a pretty good job on roadway engineering, but looking at those kinds of things that have been used in other states are effective no matter what the speed limits are.
If the National Safety Council had its way, what would be the speed limit on rural interstates across the country?
Generally 65. I mean, certainly we could have speed limits of 20 miles an hour and we'd have very few fatal crashes. Well, that's not practical. We as a society have decided that 65 is a practical number. I guess Illinois, through its elected representatives, has now decided that 70 is the right number. And as a result, more people will die, and we'll see whether the people believe that that's okay. I think the thing that people have to recognize is when you have a speed limit, the average speed is actually much higher than the average speed limit. In Illinois, the average speed on rural interstates is something above 70 already, between 70 and 72. So when you raise speed limits to 70, you're not going to have an average speed of 70. You're going to have an average speed that's probably higher than 75.
Do you see any information about whether speeding continues when the speed limit goes up? Or is there a point where it reaches a level of motorist satisfaction so that breaking the speed limit goes down?
I haven't seen that yet. In almost every case where speeds are raised, the average speed goes up. And in Texas, they have a highway that they've raised the speed limit to 80. In fact, on one stretch of highway in the state of Texas, I'm going to suspect that the average speed will probably be somewhere around 85. I think the American people kind of adjust to what the laws are. I don't know that there's necessarily a comfort level, because with the safety of vehicles and the increased comfort of vehicles, people are probably feel much safer anyway driving at higher speeds than they did a generation ago with cars that didn't have nearly the kind of safety engineering today's cars have.